Harper Audio presents How to Seduce a Vampire Without Really Trying by Carolyn Sparks. Performed by Amy Rubinate. Chapter 1. When Zoltán Zákfár entered the armory of his Transylvanian castle, his gaze automatically shifted to the arrow that had killed his father. Barely visible where it was mounted on the far wall, the arrow still made him stop in his tracks, still made his nerves tense. Damn it, he should rip the bloody thing down, toss it into a fire, and be done with it. Since he was a man who prided himself on never quitting until a job was done, the arrow served as a painful reminder of his one major failure. He'd never found those responsible for murdering his father and destroying his village. Unfortunately, those events had transpired in 1241, so any chance at success seemed long gone. He had tried. God, how he had tried. Starting at the age of 14, he'd traveled with that damned arrow for years, desperately searching for anyone who might know where it had originated. A curious design was carved into the wooden shaft of the arrow, making it unique. But no one ever recognized it. It remained a mystery to this day, mocking him and reminding him of all he had lost. With a sigh, he set down the ice chest he had carried down the dimly lit spiral staircase. When this part of the castle had been completed in the 15th century, this cavernous room in the cellar had become the armory. The medieval pikes and battle axes were gone, but an assortment of swords and crossbows remained, along with a modern array of firearms and ammunition. Like most of the castle, the cellar was now wired for electricity. He switched on the lights. Although the far corners of the room remained dark, the nearby walls gleamed with an impressive display of swords that reflected the light and eased his sour mood. Like loyal friends, they had served him well over the centuries. A good sword was still the weapon of choice for him and his older undead companions. His modern friends were different. He glanced at his watch. 10 minutes until the appointed meeting time. The supplies he'd brought down the night before were neatly arranged on the long wooden table. A few knives, a box of cartridges for an automatic handgun, another box filled with some shotgun shells and hand grenades, and a long box containing modern arrows. He moved the ice chest to the end of the table. The dry ice inside would keep the bottles of synthetic blood cold for days.
"Hey, Zoltán,"
a voice emanated from the spiral staircase.
"Are you down there?"
Damn. It was Howard, his new security guy. Zoltán turned to face the huge werebear as he bent over to keep from clonking his head on the low entrance into the room.
"No need to check up on me. I'm fine. I thought you were taking your wife out to eat." "I am. She wanted to clean up first."
Howard's sharp gaze wandered about the room, then lingered on the supplies on the table.
"So, this is the armory?"
"Yes."
A week ago, Zoltán had hired Howard's wife, Elsa, and her team of renovation experts to do some work on the crumbling east wing and tower. They jumped at the chance to feature a real Transylvanian castle on their home improvement television show. Meanwhile, Howard had barely seen his wife for the past 6 months since he'd been stationed in Japan. His boss, Angus McKay, of McKay Security and Investigation, had asked Zoltán to accept the werebear as his new head of security so the couple could enjoy some time together. Zoltán knew that was only an excuse. For the last 3 centuries, he had served as coven master for Eastern Europe. One of his duties was protecting his constituents from the evil vampires known as malcontents, so he'd pissed off his share of enemies over the years. More recently, he'd broken up a band of malcontent human traffickers. Angus was worried they would seek revenge, so he expected Howard to do a complete overhaul of the security measures at both the castle and Zoltán's townhouse in Budapest. Zoltán had reluctantly agreed. How could he decline when Elsa had...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?